Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Yud, and we are on Tesim Abeis as we continue here in this second half of the first parak of Maseches Pesachim, and we're on Tesim Abeis, still talking about two different understandings of the first Mishnah of this section, the first Mishnah of, if you remember, Bechinis Kana Kohanim, and then the Limudim from that, and learning about whether you're allowed to burn items together, even though one is Tameh and one is Tahar. Last year we had, do you compare Tumah and Isser and Darabanan and Daraisa? So we have a little bit more related to that issue. So the Gemara will start with a couple lines up, the Kasha. The Kasha, it's a little more than halfway down on Tesim Beis. According to many Mefarshim, the Girsa that we're going to have is going to be flipped. The Girsa of the Pnei Moshe and others, as we will see. So the Kasha, we're still talking about two understandings. Remember, we had a Machlokes Tanaim in the most recent Mishnah. Machlokes Tanaim we had back on Ches Amid Beis going over to Tesim Adal in the last year. Rabbi Meir holds that on Erev Pesach, when you have chametz and you're burning all your chametz because of the mitzvah of tashmisu, you're allowed to burn your truma tahora chametz with your tamei chametz right on erev Pesach. Right, that's what the word bepesach meant in the Mishnah, as we saw last time ba'arba asar. Yesterday's daf said. So our mayor says you're allowed to mi divrehem from their words. Right, you're allowed to burn truma tamei truma tahora on erev Pesach. Whose words? Mi divrehem. Whose words? So we had a two deos. Which words? Either Pashup Shad of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan says, from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Hanina, from the previous Mishnayos, we learn. While Rabbi Yochanan said, Reish Lakish said, no, you learn it from a Mishnah, Mesechus Trumas. Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua Shita, Mesechus Trumas, which we discussed that case where one has a barrel of wine that's, has a crack in it that it's spilling out and it's falling into Chulin Temein. What are you allowed to do there? So Yeshua there says you could get a Tamei Kli and catch the Truma because it's going to get Li'ibud anyways. There's no mitzvah of Shmira from that Truma. So from those words, that's where a Meir learns. So either way, on our Mishnah, our Meir says you're allowed to burn it together, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're not. Amar Rabbi Yossi, enahi amida. That's not true. You're not allowed to burn it together. Don't learn it from their words. That was the Machlokas Tanam that we had in our Mishnah on Chesma Beis. Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So we're about to say, well, wait a minute. Based on two understandings of the previous Mishnah, we either have a problem with one sheet here or another sheet here. What we have to remember for this, the next question is just our two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah right here that says, there's a machlokes Meir and Rabbi Yossi, whether you could burn Truma, Chametz, Tahora with Tamei on Erev Pesach. And then if you remember, the machlokes we've quoted a few times, the machlokes between Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan, how to understand the first Mishnah in this whole section. How to understand the Mishnah of Rabbi Hanina back on Dav Zayin, that you're allowed to be Mosif Tumah al Tumasa. What are you allowed to burn together? So remember, Bar Kapara said, well, one's Daraisa, one's Darabanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, they're both Daraisa. One's a Risha, one's a Shlishi. That was a Machlokas we had earlier. Right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they're both Daraisa. So now we're about to say, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosa, based on the Machlokas, Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan, will depend which of the Shitas seem to make more sense, which of the Shitas seem to be logical. So now let's, with all that introduction, all we did just now was just review. We reviewed our Mishnah that we just had, Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, whether you can burn Truma Tamei and Tahara on Erev Pesach, and the Machlokas previously about how to understand Rabbi Hanina's Mishnah of Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan, whether it's burning Daraisa and Darabanan together, or whether it's burning two Daraisas together, one's a Rishon, one's a Shlishi. So now, we're going to just flip the girsas that we have. Vikasha, so we are about a little more than halfway down. Vikasha de Bar Kapara al de Rabbi Yossi. So Bar Kapara's understanding of the previous Mishnah makes Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, in our Shita, in our Mishnah, difficult. Why? Because Bar Kapara said that the previous Mishnah, what does Rabbi Hanina allow? Burning Daraisa and Darabanan together. But if that's true, so why in our Mishnah does Rabbi Yossi say, oh, you can't burn it on Erev Pesach? But that's exactly what you're doing on Erev Pesach. Right? Remember, you have Truma Temeya, but it's all becomes us a Drabanan on Erev Pesach. And again, the Gemara is not assuming that there's a chilik between Isser and Tumah. One thing is a Tumah Drabanan and us a Drabanan, we're putting that all together, as the Gemara seemed to assume in the previous year. So, one second. So, if Bar Kapara is right in the Rabbi Hanina Mishnah, that you're allowed to burn Darabanans and Daraisas together, so why does he argue in our Mishnah on Rabbi Meir? Why does he say you can't burn stuff on Erev Pesach? On Erev Pesach, everything becomes Asa Darabanan, at least, until later that day. So, Bar Kaparis' understanding of the earlier Mishnah makes Rabbi Yossi's sheet in our Mishnah difficult. Again, V'kasha, the Bar Kapar, all the Rabbi Yossi. V'hadad Rabbi Yossi, Amar, Enehi Amida. Right, why would he say Enehi Amida? Why would Rabbi Yossi say, you can't burn it, all this stuff on Erev Pesach? Oh, it's only Darabanan? But that's exactly what the previous Mishnah said. Answer, Sever Bar Kapar, Kershav Eman Lakish. It must be that Bar Kapara understands our Mishnah like Reish Lakish, as we just chazered in the introduction. Right? What did Reish Lakish say? When Rabbi Meir says, "Be divrehem lamavnu," in our Mishnah, he's not referring back to the previous Mishnahs here of Rabbi Chanina. He's referring to Mishnahs and Trumas, which are all in the world of Daraisa, nothing to do with Rabban and Daraisas. Right? So therefore, even if you have the Pshat of Bar Kapara in our Mishnah, that's not what Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi are based on in our Mishnah. So Rabbi Kabara holds like Reish Lakish. So over there, remember the case that we just described, right? The barrel of Truma is cracked and you're catching it in Rabbi Yeshua says you're allowed to catch it in a Tame Kli because it's going to Le'ibud anyway. That's what Rabbi Meir is based on in our Mishnah. So that's not all automatically Daraisa Darabanan, you're allowed to burn together. No, Rabbi Meir says Hashita based on that, which is when something is Holich Le'ibud, so then you're allowed to be metamiyit. So maybe there, Rabbi Yossi says, you can't compare that to our case, right? That case over there, there's a hefsin meruba, right? What do you do? You have a little truma tamea, you have a little truma, it's falling into your chulun tamea, and the whole thing is going to be ruined. So maybe only there, Rabbi Yeshua says that it is allowed to be metame, taking the tame kli. But who says that you're allowed to do that on Erev Pesach, where you have something that's asur rabbanan? So that's how we answer. Bar Kapara's shot of the early Mishnah for Rabbi Yossi, you're right. Right. So Rabbi Yossi, Bar Kapara would say, that it's like Reish Lakish's understanding of our Mishnah, which is that Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah is not based on the previous Mishnayot, it's based on the Mishnayot of Trumas. A. B. Second part. Vekasha, now flip it the other way. Vekasha, Rabbi Yochanan, all Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan's shot of the early Mishnah now makes Rabbi Meir difficult. Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say about the earlier Mishnah? What does Rabbi Chanina allow? Two daraisas, right? The Rishon and the Shlishi being mixed together. That's what he allows. And that's what Rabbi Meir is based on. Rabbi Meir is allowing you to burn Truma Tahora that's becoming Asa Drabanan with Tamea. What does that have to do with the previous Mishnahs? Right? The previous Mishnahs had nothing to do with Drabanan to daraisas. The previous Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's two daraisas. You're allowed to burn a Rishon and a Shlishi. Right? So what would her mayor mean? From the, based on the previous Mishnayos, you're allowed to burn it on Erev Pesach. They're not comparable. Right? Erev Pesach is burning on something that's problematic daraisa with problematic drabanan. Something that's not problematic at all with something that's problematic drabanan. That's based on the previous Mishnah where they both have daraisa problems. Answer, Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Meir Kedaita. It must be Rabbi Meir is consistent with the Shita, Rabbi Meir Machmir B'Divrehem K'Divrei Torah. Rabbi Meir sometimes treats Darabanans like Daraisas. He's Machmir by issues Darabanan like Daraisas. So if according to Rabbi Meir, if you compare Darabanans to Daraisas, that's why you would say in our Mishnah, you're allowed to burn stuff in Erev Pesach, where it's only a problem Mid Darabanan based on the previous Mishnah, which is all Daraisa problems. Right? So if you compare problems Darabanan, the problems Daraisa. So then Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, and that's what he does here. Where do we see that? In Ashkechan, on Ashkechan, the Rabbi Meir Machmer B'Divrayim K'Divrei Torah. Where do we see that Rabbi Meir is Machmer by Darabanans like Daraisas? Rabbi Chinina K'Tetanina Taman, like the Mishnah that we have in Meseches Nida. Haroa Kesem. If a woman sees a stain, Haroa Kesem, we know that a woman Da'araisa, how does a woman become a Nida? If she has a Re'iyah with a Hargasha. Right? That's the three different types of Hargashas. But if you look at the first Simon in Hilchas Nida, Kufpe Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, how does a woman become Nida Da'araisa? Isha Shiyata Dami Mekora, if there is uterine blood that comes out, Bein Ba'ones, Bein Baratzon, Temeya. Right? She is Temeya, Vahusha Targish, Bitsiyaso. If there's a Hargasha, that's what creates a Nida Da'araisa. But the Rabbanan created a whole world of Ksamim. Whole world of stains, that's Simen Kuf Tzadi, a couple of Simanim later, and that makes a woman a Nida, with Midrabanan, she becomes a Nida. Dvar Torah, Eina Isha Mitama, Velo Asur Labaila, Acha Targish, Sheitzi Dam Bibsara. Vachachamim Gazru, Al Kesem, Shanimsa Begufa, Obi Begadeha, Shehi Temeya, Vyasur Labaila, Afila Lohir Gisha. Even after she buys the kesef, she checks herself and she's tahora. It's still a problem. It's still a problem because she found the kesef. So that's the world of ksamim. So the world of ksamim is a derabbanan creation, and yet the Mishnah says in Nida, harezi mikol kelis. If a woman finds a stain and she has no idea, remember it's very confusing. The days of ziva and Nida. A woman has 7 days of Nida. If she sees Dom during those days, that's considered normal. That's what a woman does. She gets a re'iyah every month if she's not pregnant. But, you know, then after that, there's 11 days of Yemei Ziva. And if she has a re'iyah during those 11 days, if she has 3 days straight of re'iyah, then she becomes a Zava Gadola, and she's Chayav Karban, and she has to wait Shiva Nekiyim. So Harizu Mukul Kelis, let's say she finds a stain, and she has no idea, you know, whether it's Nida or Ziva. So she's mixed up. So Arok has a Harizu Mukul Kelis. And her mayor says a kesem could even make a woman a zava. A zava. So what do you see from there? Ksamim is derabanan. And her mayor says that a woman could become a zava with based on a kesem. You see the second carbon eida. Im avru aleha shlosha miyamei ziva mishalav shachalakzat. For she went 3 days and then she sees a stain as big as three grisin, which is the minimum size of a stain is a gris. So if for 3 days in a row she has a stain that's the size of a gris, then she's bichoshes, maybe she's a zava. So zava, that's a daraisa concept. The zava with a shivan akiyim and a karban. Her mayor says, yeah, choshes mishim zov divrei Rebbe Meir. The chacham amarim noim b'ksamim mishim zov. The chacham agreed to the concept of ksamim, the creation, but it's a durabanan concept, and therefore ein b'ksamim a 3 days ksamim cannot make you a zava gedola. Period. What do you see from this whole discussion? What do you see from a mayor? Mayor here says that the rabbanans are compared to daraisas, and therefore, so to an our mishnah, where a mayor could say that you could burn truma tahora on erev Pesach with everything else because it's also drabanan anyway. So that's drabanan anyway, and he treats drabanans like daraisas. So that's similar to the previous mishnah of Rabbi Chanina that you could burn shlishis with rishons. If it's all, that's what I mean. Those are all daraisas, and this is derabanan and daraisa. Yeah, Ramir compares derabanans and daraisas. Good. So a lot to talk about here in terms of the world of ksamim. We know because the world, a woman becoming a nida, mishum kesem, because it's derabanan, we know there are built-in heterim. Built-in heterim, the five heterim of ksamim, in the situation that again, every case of ksamim has to be analyzed. If any one of these are true. Number one, any type of this stain has to be on a. Well, which way to go in order? Size of a gris. It has to be the size of a gris, which is the size of a. In the days of the Talmud, a crushed louse or a crushed tiny little bug. If it's smaller than that, then we can attribute it to the macholes, the louse. Because originally, there were, macholos. There were these lice that were common, these, bed bugs, whatever they were. So that's why, even though you might say nowadays we don't have them, but the heter still stays and therefore it has to be the size of a gris. Number one. Number two, it has to be a problematic color. A red, black, the different colors that are explained by Chazal. Number two. Number three, it has to be on a davar hamakabel tuma. Only on a davar makabel tuma. It's on a davar she'ina makabel tuma, find it on the ground, or a type of a beged that's not makabel tuma. So then there's no issue. The Chasam Sofer explains why is that? What is, we're not knowing tuma v'tara. The original gzera included tuma v'tara and isur labayla. So even though nowadays half of that doesn't exist, but the heter doesn't fall away. And therefore the heter of ayin makabel tuma still is relevant. Number three. Number four is, it has to be on, it could be any type of, begadim tzvuim, or that's only be on white. And number five, any type of tliya. If there's any other attribution of where this kesa might have come from, so then generally we try to be makel. So because the whole world of ksamim is a world of durabanan, so the chachamim built in these five heterim, that if any one of them is true, so then one wouldn't become a nida in that case. But again, it's a important discussion. There's also a lot of lumdus in the ksamim also. If you look in the Be'ikvei Hatzon, Rav Shetter has the chakira. So he says, similar to what the Achronim, we've quoted this from Rav Yosef Engel, by demai. by Demai, the Takan of Demai, remember, Rova Ami Aretz Ma'asrin Haim. And Chazal, where it goes there, Mishum Demai, because you don't know if Chumas and Maisers was taken off. But once Chazal, where it goes there, is it still just a Gzeir B'Torah Safek? Or does it get the status of Vadai Tevel Drabanan? Right, and there's an afkamina between the two, if it ends up not being Tevel, right? Do you still violate something? So he has that, should his tafgu, just like by Demai, Shem Safik, V'chai Gavin Amamish, he quotes the Safik by, from the Kovetz Sa'aretz, Rabbi Elchanan, and Rabbi Yosef Engel, Shem Safik Betzim Agzeirim, Haiso Betorah Safik, O Betorah Zvadai, Klomer, Me'achar Sheish Kan Safik, Shema Lo Iser, Ama Aretz, Tigru Chachamim Shekoki, Agavna Chayev, Afarshas Amaisus, Medifrayim Betorah Zvadai. So do you say that here? V'chai Gavin Amamish, Yish Los Tabek Beksamim. Ba'ofan Shem Safik, Migufa Safik Me'alma, Im Tumas Eish Kagavni Ach Betorah Safik, O Neima, the Tam of the Gzeir is Mishim Safik. But the Gzeira was that she should be Tame Betorah Zvadai. So again, he thinks that's a Machlokas Achronim, but you have that same type of Lamdas by Dmai and by Ksamim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Taman Taninan. So we just spoke about these Mishnayos and Shumas, and we're going to analyze those Mishnayos and Shumas a little more. Taman Taninan. So there are two Mishnayos and Shumas, one after another. But if you look there in Paraches, Mishnah Ches. Ches, that's this Mishnah that we're about to read. Taman Taninan, Tam Chavish Shal Truma Shenolad Lasavik Tuma. You have a Truma, a barrel of Truma, that you're not sure, somehow you're not sure a Tame person might have walked by and touched it. So you're not sure if this barrel is Tame or Tahar of Truma. So Beleazar Omer and Haisa Munach has Malkam Turfa. This whole, the next 15 lines we already had back in Trumas, if you remember it. And Haisa Munach Malkam Turfa Yedachem Malkam Mutzna. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you have Truma that's Safik Tame, you still have to guard it. And therefore, if it's in an exposed place, you have to cover it up. It might say Magula Yechasena, right? Yeah, and if it's revealed, you have to cover it. If it doesn't have a cover, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. It might say Munachas Bakam Mutzna, Yanechena Bakam Turfa. If it's in a private place, put it in an open place so it can become Tamei Vadai. It might say Mechusa Yigalena, reveal it. Rabbi Yeshua says when something is Safek Tamei Safek Tar Truma, you're allowed to indirectly cause it to become Tamei. Right, you could already put it in a place that is could allow it to become Tame. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Rabbi Yeshua says yes. Rabbi Gamliel is in the middle. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ayachadish Badavar. Just don't do anything. If it's Mutzna, leave it Mutzna. If it's Magula, leave it Magula. You have no Chiyuv to cause anything. So three Shitas in the Mishnah. We have to pass like Rabbi Gamliel. The Radvaz points out that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Gamliel. And it's interesting why we pass like Rabbi Gamliel based on the other rules of whenever there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. Umar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Midive Shlashtan Tluya Aser Lasorfa. But from all the Shitas, right, you're not allowed to directly, actively burn Truma Temeya. Right? What does our Mishnah say? If you have a Safek Truma Temeya, so what are you allowed to do? Either leave it, or cover it, or put it in a place where it can become Tame. Nobody says that you're allowed to actively mitame it. So based on that, we're going to wonder about the two Mishnah is there. Because the following Mishnah, which is the one that we referred to in the last year, the following Mishnah says, but if you have a cracked barrel, and the Truma Tahora is falling into Chulin Temein, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're allowed to get a Tamei Kli and catch it. Which means actively, one second. Here, Rabbi Yeshua says, if it's Safek Tamei, you're allowed to put it in an open place, and indirectly, maybe it'll become Tamei. But in the next Mishnah, you're allowed to actively get a Tamei Kli and catch it. So you might say, well, here it's the whole Kli Ibud. And the first Mishnah, it's not. It's just Suffolk. So, but the Gemara is not going to say that. The Gemara is going to say, well, what are these two Mishnahs? It must reflect two different Shitas of the Mishnah, of the Tanoim. Chavraya b'shem Rebbe Eliezer, the Chavraya said in the name, the Chefer said in the name of Rebbe Lazar, Chavis Rishona Kereb Yosi Vashniya Kereb Meir. The first Mishnah, right, that says you're only allowed to do it indirectly, reflects Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah. What does Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah say? You can't burn the stuff on Erev Pesach. Even if it becomes Asa Drabanan, Erev Pesach, you can't burn it together. So that reflects Rabbi Yossi's view, right, of Rabbi Yeshua. Both of the sheets is there, Rabbi Yeshua. Both Mishnahs and Shumas that we just described. The first one that says you can just put it in an open place, that's Rabbi Yeshua. And the next Mishnah where you can be Metabe directly with the Tamei Kli, it's Rabbi Yeshua. So Gemara says it's reflecting two different views of the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. The first one, Chavis Rishonik Rabbi Yossi, the first Mishnah there that allows indirect, that's reflecting Rabbi Yossi. Which Rabbi Yossi? Our Rabbi Yossi of Einam and Amida. Rabbi Yossi says that you can't be matami things on Erev Pesach. Hashniya Rabbi Meir, and the second Mishnah over there, the second Rabbi Yeshua over there is reflecting Rabbi Meir's opinion. What did Rabbi Meir say on Erev Pesach, in our Mishnah? You can be matami things directly, as the Gemara now explains. Chavraya Amri and Chavis, Rabbi Shonek, Rabbi Yossi, Velesler, Rabbi Meir, Modeba. The first Mishnah over there that says you can only do things indirectly. You have a suffix, Truma, Temeah, or Tahora. You can leave it somewhere, allow it to become Tame. That Rameir wouldn't say that. Rameir would say you could actively Mimitame it. Right? Just like he says in our Mishnah. Chavis Rishniach Rameir Velesh Rabbi Yossi Modeba. And the second Mishnah over there that we described is reflecting the Rabbi Meir's opinion of direct, right? Direct, like here, you can be Mitame it directly on Erev Pesach. And over there, you can be Mitame it. And Rabbi Yossi wouldn't be Modeh. So, really, even though you can be, we said maybe you can be Mechalik between those two Mishnayos and Trumas, the Chevra said, no. It's reflecting two different views of Rabbi Yeshua, the two different views that would be our Machlokas Tanam. Amar Lan Rabbi Yossi, this is a different Rabbi Yossi now, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, an Amora. Chavun Matan Amrin, look what you just said. Chevra, are you correct? You're telling me that there's a sheet out there of Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, who says you can burn stuff on Erev Pesach? He would say that you could take all Suffolk Truma Temeah and burn it. You're allowed to do that? Really? Chavis Arishona Krab Yossi Brum Krabi Meir Sarfin. Or Meir would allow you to burn all Suffolk. You have Truma and maybe it became a Tameh. The Krab Shimon Sarfin. Only Rab Shimon is a Shita out there that we know allows that. And if you're telling me that Rabbi Meir also allows it, the Yubber Rab Meir Rab Shimon, Rab Yosa, but then there would be two Tanam that allow it, the Yisrof, and then we should paskin that you should burn it. And throughout Mishnayos, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi does not say that shita. He's so statement honestly, anonymously, that you're not allowed to burn Safi Truma Temeah. Not allowed to burn it. But if you're telling me that Rabbi Meir holds that way, then you'd have two shitas in the Tanam that allow it, and then Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi should say the anonymous Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, like that. So again, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida is about to ask a 10-line question with a few points. But basically the point is, you can't say that Rabbi Meir holds. Like our Rabbi Meir and our Mishnah that says you could burn Erev Pesach with Safik Tamei Gasa, you could burn it all together. So that means he holds all Truma that Safik Tamei Sabbatari you're allowed to burn? No, only Rabbi Shimon says that, not Rabbi Meir. Va'od Shamina, and also we learned it, Min Hadar from the following, Midana Chamin Rabbanan, we always see the rabbis, Uvda Asi Kumehon, these types of cases come in front of them, Vin Amrin, meaning they have cases of Safik Truma, and what do they tell people? Ezel Toli, go be Tole. What does Tole mean? Limbo. Meaning don't be Matamia, don't be Matarit. Right? So limbo, meaning don't burn it. So the rabbis don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. So number one, Rabbi Darazi wasn't so same anonymously like that. Number two, nobody paskins that way. Hein Ashkachinon de Rabbi Shimon Omar Sofin. Find Rabbi Shimon. We'll see which Rabbi Shimon is soon. But Rabbi Shimon is the only one that says to burn Truma that you're not sure. Savitabi Savitar. Hadet Taninan, based on the following, right? We had this line earlier. We have a following line in the later on. V'ha Taninan Umodim Reb Lez Reb Yeshua. Even Reb Lez Reb Yeshua have a machlokas. They agree. Shesarf Zulatzma Vazulatzma. They agree where you have Trumas Chametz Temeya and Trumas Chametz Tahora. You can't burn them together. You can't burn them in Erev Pesach. Right, if you have Truma Tahor and Truma Temeah, they're both Chametz, you can't burn them together. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua both agree to that. But one second. The Machlokes is by Truma, right, everybody agrees by Truma Temeah and Truma Tahor, you can't burn it together. The Machlokes between them is Truma Tahor and Safek Truma Temeah. Can you burn those two together? That's where Rabbi Elazar says no, and Rabbi Yeshua says yes. You're allowed to burn that directly. That's what the, you have to add this in to the case. But one second. But the Mishnah Truma said you're never allowed to do anything directly. It's only indirect. Isn't that the first Mishnah in Trumas? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Shanya. Rabbi Shimon is the Shita that says you could burn it directly. So again, Rabbi Shimon is the only Shita that says that if you have Safik Truma Temeah, Safik Truma Tahara, you're not sure. So only Rabbi Shimon says that that's allowed to be burned, not Rabbi Meir. So what's the Chevra talking about? The Chavraya said again. What did the Chevra say? We have these two Mishnayos in Trumas. The first one seems to say you can only burn, right, if you have Safik Truma Temeah, Safik Truma Tahora, the most you're going to get is indirect. Rabbi Yeshua says, put it in out in the street. The next Mishnah there says, if the Truma is falling into Chulat Temeah, you can catch it in a Tamei Kli. You could actively catch it. So the Chevra says, that's a Machlokas Tanaim. Which machlokas tanoim? Based on our Mishnah, Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. So Rav Yossi Bar Zvida is saying, not true. Right? The Chevra is saying that according to Rav Meir, you can always burn Safik Truma Tamei Subay Tzuri Tahora. Based on our Mishnah, wrong. Nobody paskins that way. Rav Yossi didn't say that. And here, Rav Yochanan said that Rav Shimon is the only one that says that. Let's continue. And in Tamar, Les Leila, Rav Meir Tluya. And if you're telling me that Rav Meir does not say Tluya, meaning, Tluya means, let it be in limbo. He doesn't say that. You think he says you have to burn it directly? That's not true. A fourth raya to that. Vatani, we learned in a brisa, the discussion that we're going to have later on. The case is, remember, Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. So what do you do about burning your chametz? You can't burn it on Shabbos. So what do you do? So some shittas say, you burn everything on Erev Pesach and just hold the rest over. Another shittas say, you get rid of it in a different way, not burning it. You flush it, you crush it up. So Rabbi Meir there says, what do you do with the Trumas Chametz? Even if you want to say you burn on everything Erev Pesach, but it's you still got another day to eat. So by Truma, we're not going to say that. So Vahatani, Truma, Tiluya, switch the next word. Utameya. If you have Safik, if you have Truma, that's Safik, Tami, Sabitar, and Tameya, Surfinosa, Erev Pesach, Im Chashecha, Divir Meir. Meir says, you are allowed to, keep it all the way until almost Shabbos. Until almost Shabbos, meaning what do you, until almost Shabbos, then you burn it together. What do you see from there? Generally, you're not allowed to burn Truma, Safi, Tabi, Safi, Tar. Rameir says, hold off until right before Shabbos, and then you can burn your Truma Tameya with your Safi, Truma, Tameya, Safi, Shabbat, Tahara. But what do you mean? According to you, Chevra, Rabbi Yosef Bar Zvida says, Rameir says, you can always burn Truma. What, do you have to wait till the end of Friday afternoon, late? Just burn it all. So you see again from there, the Rameir does not say that you're allowed to burn a Truma, Savitame, Savitar. The Chum Omer Mizbana, the Chum say, just get rid of it all on Shabbos, not by burning it. But question marks. We have like three or four Rayas. The same point. Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida, Rabbi Yossi is saying, it can't be, the Rabbi Meir says, you could always burn Safik Truma Tabea, Safik Truma Tahora. So the Gemara says, oh, maybe this last case we have an answer for. Right? The case that Rabbi Meir says that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you wait till right before Shabbos, and then you have no choice. Then you burn your Truma, Savi Tamei Savi Tar, with Tamei. So maybe that case is different. Two options. Amreb Ezra, Kumi Rabbi Mana, Tiftar Betluya, skip the next word, She'ein Chedaito Lahashal Aleha. No, maybe that case of Savi Tamei Savi Tar in this Bryce that we just quoted about Erev Pesach, that's a case where Meir is trying to find a posek. He doesn't know if it's Tamei or not. He's looking for a rabbi to ask him if it's Tamei or Tar and what the halacha is. That's where he says, don't burn it right away. But if he knows for sure that it's a Safik Tamei Safik Tar and it'll never be answered, then for sure he'll say to burn it. Maybe that's Rabbi Meir. Amar Alei, so Rabbi Mani hears this, like, oh, V'chinam Rabbi Yossi. Maybe that's how some interpreted that brisa. Koma Danan Kaimin Hachat B'Tzluya. When do you say that you don't burn Tzluya by Safik Tamei Safik Tar? She'in Dai Tula Sholeh. If you're not planning to ask a kasha on it, you know for sure this is Safik Tamei Safik Tar. So there you have to, have to burn it. Aval Tzluya. That's what the Chevra said there, Shita. Aval B'Tzluya She'dai Tula Hasholeh. But in a case where you're really not sure if it's Safik Tamei Safik Tar, you're planning to ask a rabbi, Hare Zutara. So then the Chevra doesn't say that Rameir says that you're going to burn that. So maybe that's a limit. V'tani Kain, and also the following Braisa points in that direction. Truma Teluya Sha'amar. If you have Truma Teluya, meaning it's a case of Safek, and the person says, Tahorahi, add in two words, Tameahi. This is a Safek. Maybe it's Tamei Safek is Tar. I'll never know. Hare Zutamea, and that's burnt. If you have a case where you're never going to get an answer, you know for sure there's a suffix, so then you're going to burn it. Imama harehi manicha manas lahashol leharis tahara. But if you're planning to ask a rabbi, so then it's tar and you don't burn it. So what the last six lines say? Maybe the whole suggestion of the chevra that Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to burn truma, that's savi tamei savi tar, that's only where the case is closed. There's nothing else to deal with. It's savi tamei savi tar, so you have to burn it. But if you're not sure if it's savi tamei savi tar, you're going to ask a rabbi, so then maybe your mayor, that's where your mayor says you don't burn. And that's the case of the Braisa over here on Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. Says the Gemara, my kadun. What's that question? So we'll go with one of the pshatim. If that whole thing is true, then why didn't we answer that for the Mishnayos and Trumas? Right? Well, the Mishnayos and Trumas, we said, one's Rabbi Yossi, one's Rabbi Meir. We'd rather not say that. Why don't we just say they're both Rabbi Meir? One's a case where you could ask a rabbi, one's a case you're not going to ask a rabbi. Right? So why don't we say that answer? So we reject this whole seven lines. We say, no, 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 that's not the case. That can't be an answer for a mayor. The case of Pesach, Shleis B'Shabbos, where you're burning it late. So we start to say, oh, doesn't that prove that you can't burn regular case of Suffolk? No, no, no. That's a case where you can ask a rabbi. That answer didn't work. So a second answer. Amar Yossi Barbun, Tiftar, Shenola La Suffolk Tuma, Imdim Dumechama. The cases where the Suffolk only came up 5 minutes before Shabbos. It wasn't Suffolk until then. That's why you're burning it late. Really, Rabbi Meir would say, you could burn stuff. You could burn truma, suffik truma, tamea tavha, or you could burn it earlier in the day. What's this case? It became tummy 5 minutes before Shabbos. So then you can't ask, you can't bring rayas for anything from that brisa, cause it's not an issue where it was suffik earlier, right? It wasn't a suffik earlier. So therefore, there's no raya from that case. Adkan, the discussion of Rabbi Meir. We've had a trouble stop here, and we have a daf and a half left. Daf and a half left to this discussion of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar and how to understand. Again, what today's daf was just about, there's a shita out there that understands the two Mishnayos and Trumas based on our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida says that's wrong. That's wrong. That can't be. That was that today's discussion. He brought four rayas to prove that they're wrong. And the Gemara is trying to defend, you know, how we can knock out at least the last of those rayas to defend their Mishnah in their understanding. Okay, we'll stop here.